Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, the Emerging Artist Showcase with host Joe Buchanan. The Emerging Artist Showcase features new and exciting voices in Jewish rock. This show is brought to you by the Gladys K. Crown Foundation of St. Louis, Missouri. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio in the Emerging Artist Showcase.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Joe Buchanan. You are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature new and exciting voices in Jewish rock. Today, we have got a host of brand new artists for you to enjoy, as well as an interview with Brianna Kaplan about her new album, Renew. So we're just going to dive right into the good stuff right here out of the gate. I think that's the best way to get started. Let's just dive in, check out some new music, check out some new artists. Crazy excited to be sharing all this with you today. So thanks again for being here. So we're going to kick it off with a brand new song and a brand new artist. He's a rabbinical student over at HUC and just released his brand new album, Ashira La'Adonai, produced by Mr. Dan Nichols. We're talking, of course, about Noah Diamonstein. I just saw Noah actually over at Songwriter Bootcamp over at SLBC, and he was in this room rehearsing with another emerging artist, Lucy Greenbaum, and I had to stop everything that I was doing. I was like walking by, I saw them in the room, they're like just jamming and singing, and I kind of like waved. They're like, yeah, come on in. So I went and sat down. I listened to the entire thing and was just completely stunned. They sounded so incredible. And I said something ridiculous. I think I said, like, if I could hear that every day, I'd never need dessert again or something like that. I don't know. It was absolutely magical is what I'm trying to say. I'll be interviewing Noah soon. I can't wait to share that with you. But for now, here it is. This is Ahavat Olam from Noah Diamonstein right here on Jewish Rock Radio.
Ahavat Olam, Beit Yisrael, Amcha Ahavta. Torah u'mitzvot, Chukim u'mishpatim, Otanu lemadeta. Ki heim chayeinu, Ve'orech אל תסיר ממנו לעולמים ברוך אתה אדוני אוהב עמו ישראל ממנו לעולמים ברוך אתה אדוני אוהב עמו ישראל אוהב עמו ישראל אוהב עמו
That was Noah Diamonstein with Ahavat Olam. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. Oh, let's talk about another emerging artist who's brand new to our show. This is Lexi Weekly, and she's working on all kinds of new stuff, but I found this gem, and you've just got to hear this. She's got one song out right now that I'm going to play for you, and it's called Ordinary. And right after I heard it, I called Lexi and we started talking about her interview on the show that we're going to be doing and all the new music she's going to be working on. I'm looking forward to debuting some of those tunes for you when they roll out. And just a fantastic artist, fantastic tune. You're just going to love this. Please welcome new emerging artist Lexi Weekly with Ordinary.
I'm just ordinary, but wanna be legendary. I wanna be better than the better part of me, so I can be more than ordinary.
Was Lexi Weekly with Ordinary. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. Multi-instrumentalist and performer Alana Arian has been traveling the country bringing goodness everywhere she goes, and her take on Ahava Rabbah is just beautiful. This is Alana Arian with Ahava Rabbah.
Ahava Rabbah,
Ahava Rabbah,
Ahava Rabbah. Adonai Eloheinu.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation of St. Louis, Missouri, for generously underwriting this episode of the Emerging Artists Showcase. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back to the show, folks. We have got something so special for you today. We are talking to Brianna Kaplan. She's a brand new emerging artist. She's got a brand new album out called Renew, produced by Scott Leader over at Brick Road Studios. And we're going to ask her a few questions, get to know her a little bit, and share one of her new tunes with you. So, Brianna, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Super excited.
I was so excited to have you here. Now, you and I were just at Songwriter Bootcamp not too long ago, and I think at the time we were hoping to get this interview then, but, you know, as you know, at conferences, there's very little time to do much of anything.
Yeah, it was a wild time, but it was a great time.
It was pretty wild. Well, so there was this new album that's out. Can you tell us a little bit about it, maybe some of the inspiration behind it?
So the new album called Renew, we recorded it over the summer with Scott Leader at Brick Road. And I mean, all the music is stuff that I've written over the years, whether it be at camp, even at SLBC, here and now at Hillel of San Diego. So the songs to me really represent the places in which they were written. And I wanted to share those with, you know, the wider Jewish community so they can kind of feel what I'm feeling.
Yeah, right on. Well, you know, it's a huge undertaking for any artist listening to the show. You know that, you know, it's a large undertaking to make an album. I mean, there the process, you know, of writing and recording and everything that goes into distribution. Why was it so important that you make this music?
You know, I think we talked about this before about your idea of raindrop songs. So I had all these little raindrop songs, like, you know, in my voice memos on my phone. And, you know, I just decided to build on them and build on them. And before you know it, I had, you know, this full length album worth of music. And I talked to a couple of people that have some experience in this, you know, world of recording. And, you know, it is a really huge undertaking, but I really wanted to share this music with people that wasn't just, you know, me and my really close friends. So over the summer, I really decided to go for it and, you know, launch the campaign, and it was super successful. And, you know, now we have an album like that.
Yeah. And it's an amazing album, too. I was really fortunate to have gotten a sneak peek sort of early on at some of these tracks before you released them. And I think you had sent me a link and I was listening to some of the tunes, and that's when I was like, all right, we're doing an interview. We're going to put it on the air and everything. Just blown away by the amount of just love and care and time that you've clearly poured into this music. It's an amazing collection. It really, really is.
Thanks so much, Joe. Really means a lot.
Oh, well, my pleasure. So if I can ask you, you know, now that this music's out in the world, right, now that you've released this album, what's sort of your hope for these songs? What do you hope happens with this music now?
So mostly all the songs on the album are songs that I use when I sing with different communities. And I also have the deep blessing of getting to share music from some of my other friends that they've written and recorded and that are out in the world. So I'm hoping that, you know, these songs will kind of make it into that family of musicians and song leaders and worship leaders that really care about putting good music into their Judaism and sharing that with other people. So I'm hoping that these kind of make it out there, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can absolutely see that. I mean, they're very singable tunes. They're you feel very comfortable just listening to it right out of the gate. I think it takes an incredible amount of talent to be able to create a piece of music for someone to hear it and feel immediately comfortable with sort of how it's going, and that it can be something that is new with all this new intention. But some of these tunes feel like there's some like a familiar connection to it, and I think it's because of the way you drive home the spirituality in the music and kind of the rooted nature of these songs. Really, really beautiful compositions, and just hats off to you. Nice job. Really nice job.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's all truth. And we're going to be playing your Vishamru here on the show. And can you give us a little background on this Vishamru?
So the Vishamru is an interesting one. I took piano when I was a kid, like really little. It was just a thing the Kaplan kids did. And I left piano when I moved into the world of guitar. And I played the guitar for a while. That's how I got into song leading and working at camp. But I found myself in my grandparents' house in Los Angeles, and their beautiful grand piano. Like, you have to see this thing. It is the most gorgeous instrument you'll ever see. And I sat down, and it was a Shabbos afternoon, and it was a big family weekend. A friend of mine was getting ordained as a rabbi the like very next day. So I was like kind of consumed in like spirituality for the weekend. And this melody just came pouring out onto the piano, an instrument that I really hadn't played in like 5 years. It fit like a glove, and it really just, that's how it happened. And it's one of my favorite tracks on the album too. So I'm glad we get to share this one on the show.
Well, folks, this is Vishamru from Brianna Kaplan's brand new album, Renew. And follow her on Facebook. Brianna, do you have a Facebook page yet?
Yeah, I just made one before our call. You can follow me at Brianna Kaplan Music on Facebook. I had a feeling that would have been a good idea. So here we are.
That is awesome. Brianna Kaplan Music. Go follow it on Facebook. You can find her online. Get her music on Spotify. Add it to your playlists. Of course, listen to her here on Jewish Rock Radio. This is Vishamru from the album Renew by Brianna Kaplan. Brianna, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Joe.
That was Vishamru from the album Renew by Brianna Kaplan. This is Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. Alrighty, folks, it is time for the rewind here on the Emerging Artist Showcase. As you know, we go back and look at an artist's catalog with deep cuts that maybe you haven't heard before, or maybe you've just connected with some of their new music, and we kind of take it back a little ways and say, yeah, but also check this out. So Todd Kessler's latest album is called About Memory. It's a fantastic piece of business. Make sure you get that, stream it, playlist it, all that good stuff. But also do yourself a favor and grab this one. From Todd Kessler, back when it was Todd Kessler and the New Folk, this is Hallelujah from the album Sea Fever, right here on the Emerging Artist Showcase.
Put me in the ground, they took my dreams and shot them down. My will is only strong now. Now I have faith in things that have yet to take place. My voice you can't contain, the fire in my chest, and I see hallelujah, hallelujah. I was born again when I learned the journey. Yeah.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation of St. Louis, Missouri, for generously underwriting this episode of the Emerging Artists Showcase. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
The official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is Joe Buchanan. You're listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio, featuring new and exciting voices in Jewish rock. So I mentioned Lucy Greenbaum earlier. We were talking about Noah Diamonstein and the song they sang together. And I also had the opportunity to attend a workshop that Lucy co-led called Mindfulness During the High Holy Days. And the music was just amazing. Of course, Lucy was leading all these tunes, and I realized something about what Lucy does. She is able to, no matter what the song is, you always feel like you want to sing with her. She manages to not just dial into the intention of a song, but how is this song for everybody here in the room? It's this amazing ability that she has that just completely opens up any tune that she's singing and just naturally invites everybody into it. It was just amazing to watch, and what an incredible talent. Very excited to share this with you. This is Lucy Greenbaum with her take on Shalom Rav.
Shalom Rav, O Yisrael Amcha Tassim Neolam. Shalom Rav, O Yisrael Amcha Tassim Neolam. Shalom Rav, O Yisrael Amcha Tassim Neolam. Shalom. See you later.
That was Lucy Greenbaum with Shalom Rav. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. Folks, we're going to close out the show today with another brand new artist and another brand new song. This is Ellie Flyer. The song is called A Quiet Heart. It was produced by Josh Goldberg over at Kosher Style Records. And good gravy, I cannot get enough of this tune. I can't get enough of this whole album. I surprised Ellie. I was going down the road and listening to this album and just completely stunned. And I pulled over and I called her right away. I don't think she was expecting the call. And I was like, "Hi, this is Joe. This album is crazy good." And so we started talking. And I can't wait to have her on the show. We're gonna do an interview, of course, share some more music, and a lot more. So this is Ellie Flyer with A Quiet Heart. Folks, that is it for Jewish Rock Radio's Emerging Artist Showcase for now. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for hanging out. I believe music is at its best when it reaches out and does some good for others, and I hope these songs have done that for you. Make sure to follow these artists online and go check them out whenever they roll through your town. Remember that you can get upcoming showtimes, stream the last episode of the Emerging Artist Showcase, and learn more about the artists featured on the show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Hit that like button and hit that follow button. So be good to each other, tread gently in the lives of others, and remember to sing. Stay tuned right here to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.